Before we start this episode, I just wanted to say we actually have a website that we actually update pretty often for each episode, and it's actually linked in the description for in the episode notes. So, you know, if you want to check that out, it's in the description. Hello, welcome back to Tech Hour. This week, we are doing a multi-topic episode on the Hummer EV and the Oculus Quest. Of course, Rishi and Soham are here.
Hi.
Hi.
And this is cool, right? The Hummer EV is, of course, a EV. Actually, they released two different models, which was pretty cool, in 1 year. Oh, actually, in the span of, 8 months-ish. And, of course, from 2017 onwards, I think, the Oculus Quest, which is, of course, a very popular VR headset. So, I hope you enjoy this episode, and that starts our episode.
Okay, so now let's go to the Hummer EV. So, in the overview, so there's two types of Hummers. The Hummer EV, a pickup, and SUV. There are 11,500 foot-pounds of torque at the wheels, which is a lot. And the 0 to 60 is just 3 seconds. It's really fast.
Exactly. Extremely fast for a pickup truck. This is actually very similar to the Tesla Cybertruck. But 3 seconds is actually very fast for a Hummer. Because Hummers are known to be very big and heavy vehicles.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like 11,500 pounds of torque at the wheels. Like that's a lot of weight. And then 3 seconds.
And then there's also the very heavy battery pack at the bottom.
Also very true in all electric cars, yeah.
So what I think is really cool is that it has a crab mode, meaning that it can drive diagonally.
Yeah, so, very cool, yeah.
Next, so the pickup has 1,000 horsepower, which is insanely fast to get that 3 second speed. And then the SUV has 830 horsepower. So, Adi or Rishi, what do you think?
Yeah, pretty similar. But 1,000 horsepower is a lot of power. And, of course, that would be equal to 1,000 horses, which is insane. That's what obviously helps it to go from that kind of power to go 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
So, what everyone really looks in for an electric car is which one has the most range in your budget, basically. So the pickup has 350 plus miles of range, and the SUV has 300 plus miles of range. So those are two really good big numbers.
Agreed.
They're above that normal 250 mile mark that we tend to see. And so
yeah.
There's a feature like Tesla's autopilot called Super Cruise, which is just the driver assistant. Not as advanced as Tesla's autopilot, but you still have it.
Yeah, it should be pretty good. I think generally, because most car companies, they are just now starting to have a driver assistant thing, which is the same thing in Hummer. But, of course, always appreciated to have some kind of driver assistance functionality.
So now let's get to the exterior of the Hummer EV. So the roof can be removed and it comes off in 4 different pieces. And Hummer really did think about where to put those 4 pieces. So since it's electric, there's no engine. So the front trunk is designed so that all 4 pieces can perfectly fit in the front trunk.
Yeah, exactly. Like no sliding. And of course they're hard top, by the way, for the listener. So it's basically like kind of like a more manual convertible kind of. But And it's basically just removable roof, not convertible, but removable roof.
And yes. I think the front trunk, the door, it's automatic, which we like to see.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you're talking about the front. Yeah, the front trunk. I heard of it. And it's actually, like, I think motorized, which is very cool. Rishi? Yeah.
No, I was just saying that's a cool feature, the entire roof coming off. I mean, it's of course a good idea because it's an electric car with that all that extra space left, like Solomon says, because the engines aren't there. It's perfect to utilize.
So then the trunk also, that's also automatic, but it's automatic in a different way. It doesn't go like vertical. It goes horizontal. Like, it opens horizontal. And the production models will be have a faster, like, but if you've seen Jerry Rig Everything's video, you might have saw that it's very slow, but the production ones will be faster. So then, people always thought that Tesla's 8-camera system was insane. But this car has 17 different cameras.
Absolutely insane, right? I heard actually they have a camera literally on the bottom of the car for off-roading, you know, so that you can see how much ground clearance and everything. Of course, that goes with the height-adjustable powered suspension, so yeah.
And we thought 8 was just insane.
Exactly. I mean, of course, Tesla has their sensors, but which obviously adds up. Like, it makes it like 14 or something, 12. But 8 cameras is great. But 17 cameras, you can have so good visualization and a 3D kind of model when you're in your backup camera, but more in detail and more better graph kind of to see where you are in graphics and stuff. So that is very cool.
So if you didn't know, Hummers were used in the army or the military. And so they actually had 4 very heavy duty hooks that helicopters could actually attach them, and they would just fly the Hummers into the battlefields. So, and Hummer actually included those 4 hooks right now.
See, that's actually a really good feature because it's helping the government and our country and being a good car at the same time. So I feel like that's a really good thing. And it's not, you don't have to just use it for military. I mean, if you're just playing around with a helicopter and a car.
And
I don't think the average consumer could do that, but yeah.
I won't be surprised if you see that on YouTube. And it also could help like stuck cars and like mud and stuff because they're very actually heavy duty. So then there's replaceable side panels, which is really cool. So like if something gets like damaged or dented, because it's an off-road car, so that's most likely gonna happen. So you can literally pop off the piece and put a new one on. So then there's like a underbody protection of the battery pack since it's an off-road vehicle. You don't want
That's very crucial because batteries without any protection can catch fire. So Tesla obviously had that, but before, actually in 2012, it wasn't that reliable. But now, of course, they made it very sturdy and very good protections. So, you know, of course, it's but that's what you need to. So when you're off roading, you go over a rock and if you don't set the air suspension to the right level, then punching through the battery is nothing. You should be careful. You know, you shouldn't let that happen.
And it's basically just like a rib cage that we have for the battery. So then if we go to the interior of the Hummer. So, with the back seats folded down, there are about 6.5 feet from the back of the trunk to the driver's seat, to the back of the driver's seat. So
that's very impressive.
Yeah. It's basically about 82 cubic feet of storage. It's pretty much a lot. So then the trunk is exactly 4 feet wide. And many people were very happy for this. Because you could fit a sheet of plywood perfectly. You wouldn't have to put it on a slant. So.
Yeah, so you don't have to put multiple, like, plywood. You can put multiple on top of it, you know.
Yeah.
So that, of course, helps.
So then you have dual screens in the front. So you have the heads-up display and a big touchscreen to the side. like you have in the Model S and X, but not on the 3 and Y. So next, it has like a rugged feel. So like kind of like the Cybertruck, like the seats are printed with some sort of design. And so then the steering wheel has, I would want to say, too many buttons. It's maybe that's just me from looking at the interior of a Tesla too much, from just having two buttons, but there's too many buttons on the steering wheel.
Yeah, I mean, when there's too many buttons, I mean, obviously I like functionality without, obviously I'm not a driver. I have 2 years till that, but, you know, I feel like functionality is great, but too many is just doesn't look awesome, and it's not worth it. You know, rather just go over to the screen.
Like, even the old Model S and X steering wheels, those weren't that bad, because, like, those only had, like, a few buttons, but this one actually has a lot. So now, that wraps up the Hummer EV, so we're gonna move on to the Oculus Quest.
When we get back. Okay, so we're back, and I'm actually going to cover, and we're all going to cover, the Oculus Quest. So the Oculus Quest, right? If you don't know, I mean, it's a very popular product, and probably the most popular product in its category, and that is VR. So, of course, there's two different things, right? AR and VR. VR is basically kind of like completely changing the image of what you see, so you're kind of in a different world, while AR displays stuff that's obviously not there, but you're still seeing the real world. So, yeah, of course, this is a VR thing, so it's completely, you put the headset on, you completely see different stuff, and you do not see the outside world. So, here's the overview, right? This company, Oculus, right? Well, now it's called Facebook Reality Labs, but they're owned by Facebook, so Facebook owns it. And that's one of the biggest advantages of the competition, because Facebook is, of course, such a big company. So, yeah. And here's the real advantage over anything and why it consistently is the most popular. And that is that you don't have to plug it into a computer. Most of the other VR headsets, you have to plug it into a computer, but that's not the case for this one. You just it's just directly connected. So, yeah, and
I think so. What not plugging into the computer? I think that's becoming more of a modern thing. That more modern VR companies are bringing out. So
yeah, I mean, but they started the earliest. That's why they have such a huge lead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah. And actually, I just wanted to ask you, did you guys ever try VR in any way? Or
actually, yeah, I have at the Microsoft store. If you're there, like when you're there, there's like a VR section you can put on the headset and then play with the games and stuff. Like there's a guitar game that you can play while you have the VR headset on. Then there were like other things. Like, we had a school, virtual field trip, basically, like, in, like, a few years ago, and, so we got to visit places in the world, basically, and, yeah, it was kind of cool playing. I think, yeah, we played with the Oculus Quest.
Oh, okay. So, Soham, do you have any kind of VR experience?
I kind of do, but I don't remember what. But, like, I think in school, we were able to go. Because, like, there's, like, a whole tech lab.
Okay, so that's cool. Yeah. And so, yeah, all right. Here's what it comes with. A headset, two controllers. So it's, like, one in each hand. And that is pretty much key for all games. You know, basically, that's pretty much, like, completely required, right?
Yep.
The headset is just to see stuff. But I just want to actually talk about there's a game called, went to someone's house, and they happened to have the Oculus Quest. And I actually play this game called Acheron. Right? It's not a popular game, but basically, you're this tree, the person in the VR, and then everyone else joins in on the phone with as a squirrel, and you need to go to the tree, right in front of the tree, and get the acorn, but then the tree can, like, kill you or something, and then, you know, it's respawn. So, and that's where you use your hands consistently, because you have to, like, throw the weapon. Well, it's really the ball, like this, but yeah. Here is also another advantage, right? It can control, it has one of the biggest app stores for VR, all right? Since it's such a popular company and they started so early, right? They have a huge lead in how many games they have on the app store, and they're pretty good games. So I don't know if you know Rishi and Soham, but there's this one popular, like the most popular game. I don't know about, but in the beginning, it's like, and it's, I can't remember the name, but,
Beat Saber?
What was that?
Beat Saber?
Yeah, Beat Saber. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Basically, where you're basically like knocking out the cubes in a specific direction.
I played that also.
Yeah. And, it's pretty cool. Obviously one of the most utilized for the controllers.
I think I've also seen them put them in the ads one time.
They're all in the ads.
They're literally
everywhere. Yeah, so next thing I want to say, I have very comfortable padded adjustable head straps. So actually, I wanted to add on to that, right? Which are very comfortable, and they're all adjustable. But then you can also see with the app, right? You can also see the width, the width of your eyes, right? The length between your eyes. And basically, you can adjust it in the app. So, that's pretty cool. So that's pretty important to get the optimal viewing angle. The next thing I want to say is the app also allows you to see what the players are seeing. So that's extremely cool because whenever you're just a viewer watching the person, you're like, what is going on in the game? Like, why are they jumping around? Why are they literally about to fall to the ground? Which is literally what happened. I said literally happened to my mom. She almost fell to the ground, which was kind of funny. It has a Snapdragon chip, but it doesn't have obviously the most doesn't have the most high end chip, but the high end Snapdragon, but it has a Snapdragon chip, so that's pretty cool. And of course, you can adjust everything if you see it blurry, but you always want to try to get the most clearest image. And actually, that's what I wanted to talk about. The quality on this Oculus Quest is so good. All right, I don't know, Rishi, what do you think about the quality? I know you tried it, so what do you think about the quality?
Yeah, it's really good, but sometimes it glitches out a bit. Like it starts shaking. If you have like aggressive movement, it's like you're shaking your head extremely fast or something. And it's like a
blurry a bit. Wait, so what year did you try it?
I think maybe it was either last year or I tried the Oculus Quest last year for sure. I think I know.
Okay, I mean right now the Oculus Quest 2 is out. So I said that. And the software updates can make it like a pretty good improvement, but it's possible.
Exactly.
I saw completely no drops in frames. I don't know. I thought it was like really good, no glitches or anything.
Yeah, I didn't try the new one out. Yeah. I tried the old one out, and then also I've tried out like other types of VR, which is not just Oculus Quest, but like Oculus is probably better than all of those.
So in the general, most games are really high quality. Like the game that I tried that I was just talking about, right, about the tree and the squirrels, that was according to the person that owns it, the person that I know, says that that's not the highest quality game. And I thought it was an awesome game, right? So, yeah. Then next, I wanted to say there's two finishes, the white and black, which is pretty cool. I think the white's most popular.
You see the white the most.
Agreed. And then they actually give you a recommended circle, like basically the diameter of a circle. So then you don't go – if you go outside it, right, it's going to warn you because then you're going to hit something, you know. Because when you're going really fast in a game, especially Beat Saber, when you get to the end of it – not the end, but, like, after when it goes faster and faster, you're, like, swinging, like, insane. So
So the sensors are good, though.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome. Yeah. And
I know this Well, I don't know, but like there's this one YouTuber, basically they have a green screen, but they use it more to use it when they're playing AR than using it in videos to protect his TV.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so like it's pretty clear that you you know that it's pretty clear that you know you don't want to hit anything. So yeah. And of course, they said one of the main games is Beat Saber, but I actually tried another game. Of course, they talked about a game called Acheron. But what's so good, right? Basically, the VR person is the tree, and then everyone else is the squirrel on their phone. So like that's pretty cool. So yeah, and that actually concludes our Oculus Quest section. But actually, any last thoughts, Rishi?
I think it's like way better than I expected it to be. Like what I found most fascinating is the sensors, because those were like how they can detect stuff. That's the coolest part for me, and how the entire software works. It's like, without the computer, that was also cool, right? How it doesn't require the computer. All that type of cool stuff.
And yeah. Also, I wanted to say one last thing, actually. There's actually cameras, little tiny cameras. They're low-quality cameras, right? There's cameras. So then, basically, when you're wearing the headset, you can still see outside in a specific mode. But that, and also has 2.5 hours of battery life, which is a little low, according to the people that use it. But that concludes the Oculus Quest. And actually, that concludes our episode. So, thank you for listening. So Tech Hour is recorded by me, Aditya Patel, Rishi, and Soham. Edited by Rishi and me, Rishi and I. And also produced by all three of us. And we edited in GarageBand. We use Anchor as our podcast hosting platform. And of course, thank you, the listener, for listening to Tech Hour. And I hope you appreciated this early release for this Apple event. So, for this Apple event episode. So, I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you liked the Tech Hour conversation.